Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rocky and Lissa, mornings on 98.5 KRZ.
Talking Northeast PA folklore, scary stories, legends. We've heard of the Smurl House. We were talking about the Suskin Screamer. We were talking about this a couple of minutes ago, and a bunch of you posted it on the KRZ Facebook page. Wells Street.
What's the story of the Wells House?
And Heather apparently has some insight.
It's on Wells Street in Wilkes-Barre. They say that at first, the gentleman that owned it, he was pretty creepy, and then it's supposed to be over some kind of burial ground. Spirits and things never left, and then a gentleman that moved in, his spirit was in there, and there was a doctor that dropped dead out in front of the house. They said just was walking by and just completely dropped. When you walk by or drive by, you get that same eerie, creepy feeling. The gentleman that owns it now has it boarded up. He does not want anybody in or near the property at all. They said that a lot of, like, really bad things have happened.
And Heather, Wow. You've driven by the house yourself, and did you feel anything?
It was like, you get like really cold, really eerie feeling when you go by. Ooh, it feels like something's watching you. Pretty evil things have happened.
Wow.
Interesting.
Creepy.
Thank you for this info.
You're welcome.
I want to know people that have had experiences with these actual haunted places in Northeast PA.
Bree, what do you have for us?
The Westmoreland Club in Wilkes-Barre.
Okay, which is very old.
I used to work there when I was in high school. It used to be a doctor's office. There was a fire on the second floor, and a lot of his patients passed. However, I definitely saw that ghost when I was there, and I was a non-believer.
No.
Yeah, for sure, 100%.
On the second floor?
Yep. I was actually getting changed after my shift, and I didn't have a top on. And I saw in the mirror a man go, "Ooh, excuse me," and keep walking like he was embarrassed.
No.
And I grabbed my top, and I swear, I put it on really quick, and I looked out in the hall because we didn't have any male waiters at the time, like on that shift,
right,
and there was nobody there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. I would freak out. How did you continue to work there?
Oh, I quit. I was so scared. I was 16. I was done because that wasn't the first thing that happened. The first thing that actually happened was our beverage manager said that if you ask Joe, the bartender, to build you a glass pyramid of champagne glasses, you would come in the next day and it would be built. It was a bartender who had a heart attack on the job, and he still does tricks for you today.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy.
At least the ghost was polite when he saw you naked. I mean, that's something.
At least he did. He was basically he was
he
embarrassed.
He didn't mean to.
Oh, wow. Cool story. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy Halloween. I enjoy you guys every morning.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a great day. And can you imagine applying for your next job, and they're like, reason for leaving last job. A ghost saw me topless. They're like, okay.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.